Now back to Art and Jennifer on KTRS. This hour brought to you by R&R Sanitation, where they really do want your stinking business.
And welcome back. We are coming to you live today from the Forest Park Golf Course. We're here for the SSM Health Cardinal Glenn and Children's Hospital Benefit, the third annual KTRS Golf Tournament. And we thank all of you who bought tickets and are taking part in the golf tournament today, which is for a good cause. And we thought it would be a good time to talk about golf etiquette. So we welcome Nancy Schnobelin-Ims, who is joining us online to talk about that. Hey, Nancy, how are you?
I'm fabulous, Jennifer. How are you?
Good. So let's start with getting to the golf course on time.
You know what? That should be the first commandment, if you will, on golf etiquette. With golf etiquette, you know, the pro shop crew work very hard to space out golfers and to get everybody out there. So, you know, you should arrive at least 15 minutes before you tee off. If not 15, try to get there as soon as possible. Some really love it if you get there half an hour before, because if you get there late, you're going to cause that traffic jam, if you will, and it might cause upsetment right off the bat. So be on time, be punctual.
So, Nancy, here's a topic that I'm very familiar with. When you lose your ball.
Oh, you and me both, Art. Okay, so again, golfing is supposed to be a fun sport, enjoyable. It gets a little competitive, you know, when we get among our better golfers. But if you lose your ball, the rule of thumb or the golden rule is after 5 minutes of searching, forget about it. Say, I know balls are expensive, but we're moving on. We're wasting too much time looking for this. So we want to be respectful, again, of the speed of play and those behind you. So after 5 minutes, that's it. You just have to pick out another ball and start teeing off.
And, Nancy, you say one player on the tee at a time?
Yes. And when you're teeing off, it's very, very, very good etiquette just to be respectful of that person teeing off. So you'll want to be quiet. You don't want to stand behind him ever, ever, ever. That would be a breach of etiquette. You want to stand, you know, away from the tee, so you're not even on the tee. And you want to just, again, remember to be respectful of them. No talking, no sneezing, no laughing. Just sit there quietly and watch them hit.
So when you hit the ball into the bunker, again, something I'm familiar with.
Art.
What's the etiquette there? I think you see where I'm going here. I'm not very good.
Yeah, well, you don't want to know my handicap, that's for sure. Okay, so bunkers are otherwise called sand traps. When you hit a ball in the sand trap or the bunker, and it happens to the best of us, you want to make sure that you leave the bunker nice and smooth, because, you know, even good golfers or average golfers or beginner golfers, you know, it can affect it. If you don't rake the sand so it's nice and smooth, the ball could bounce wacky if it's just a lot of footprints or things. So when you're finished, after you try to get out of that bunker or sand trap, you rake out the sand so it's smooth and be considerate. That's all you have to do. And make sure that you put the rake down, tines down. You don't want to keep them up in case somebody stands on them by mistake.
You say be considerate, Nancy, and that's one thing I sort of have enjoyed watching golf, because it seems like it is sort of a polite sport.
It's a civil sport, yeah.
Yeah, and there are times when people should not talk, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, I kind of like to sit there. My husband's an avid golfer, and I'm learning just by watching. So sportsmanship is key to the game, and it's learning how to win and lose. Often, you know, you get those competitiveness foursomes or twosomes, and you hit a bad shot, and then he or she is grouchy, and they're mad, and they curse, or they'll throw their club, or, you know, whatever they do. And that's bad form. We want to enjoy the fellowship, and obviously, if you're at a fundraiser, it is for a good cause, and you want to do you want to follow the golden rule and enjoy your time with your friends and not so much worry about winning or losing. No boasting or anything like that.
Now, you mentioned earlier, you know, after you hit a shot from the sand trap, that you rake and leave it the way you found it.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing if you hit a shot and create a divot, correct?
Boy, you know, Art, you're starting to talk from experience here, I think. I'm getting the lost ball, the bunkers, and the divots.
Oh, we'll get to the good stuff later.
Okay, so another good golf etiquette rule is to replace it. So you can use the top of your golf shoe to kind of kick in the turf around the edges, or better yet, a lot of golf carts will put these containers of soil and seed mixture, and then you just simply pour that out into the divot and kind of stamp around it so it will reseed itself. You want to maintain the golf course so others can enjoy it. So, yes, divots should be replaced.
We're talking to Nancy Schnobelin-Ims from Polished about golf etiquette since we are broadcasting live from the Forest Park Golf Course today. It seems like people here are dressed appropriately. Some courses have dress codes, Nancy?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's lots of private clubs in town, right? So they have a dress code. And even the public courses, it's rule of thumb is to wear a collared shirt and you know, nice slacks or shorts. You want to be mindful of no tank tops or collarless shirts or just T-shirts, even on public courses, because it sets the standard. And, you know, like you were saying, it's a very civil and people like to be around people who are enjoying the game in a way that's not offensive with cutoff jeans or halter tops or things of that nature. So, again, most people who are aware of golf will dress appropriately, and so that's never an issue. But for those who aren't, always just be safe and wear a collared shirt.
And so if you have any questions about that, should you call ahead and just say, what's your dress code?
You know what? Absolutely, Art. Even if you were invited, let's say, at this wonderful fundraiser that you're hosting at Forest Park, you could call whoever invited you and say, you know, I'm just not up on my golf game in terms of the dress protocol. Should I wear collared shirt and shorts? Or are you going to wear pants? It's okay to do that, absolutely. Or if you don't want to ask your guest who invited you, then call the club. They'll be happy to help you out with that.
Nancy Schnobelin-Ims, thank you so much for joining Art and me to talk about golf etiquette. And where can people get more information about your company, Polished?
Thank you, Jennifer. I'm at stlpolished.com. And if I may squeeze in one more important point about golf etiquette, and some people don't realize, if you're hitting the ball and you're getting very, very close to somebody else on the green, you'll want to shout, four, because that's the sort of the SOS or the alert button that people know. They know that a ball is fast approaching them and to get out of the way. So that's it.
Good advice.
So now that we've got all the etiquette covered, how do I hit it straight?
Now, okay, Art, I have no idea. I'm working on it. When I master that, I will give you a jingle.
Thanks, Nancy.
All right,
look forward to chatting with you again soon. Take care.
Okay, thank you.